Drummer Boy and the Gypsy. Late one evening, Drummer Boy was on his way to a new home. Tom and Madge Summers had just bought him for their riding stables at Applegate. The horse box began to sway dangerously, and Tom had to stop at the side of the road. When he opened the back of the box to calm the pony, Drummer Boy suddenly leapt down and thundered away into the dark. Madge wanted to go after him, but Tom said, "We'll never catch him now. We'll come back tomorrow." And they drove off, leaving the pony alone in the night. At first, Drummer Boy thought only of getting away from the horse box, and he thundered noisily along the hard road. Then he slowed to a trot. He felt lost and frightened, and he missed his warm stable. Sheltering beside a hedge, he fell asleep. He was still standing there when Billy Smith came by on his way to school the next morning. Billy was a gypsy boy with black curly hair and sparkling black eyes. If there was one thing he loved, it was horses. His father didn't keep them anymore, but Billy was like the old type of gypsy with horses in his blood. "Whoa there, fella," he whispered, stroking Drummer Boy. "We're going to be friends." The pony felt that he would be safe with the boy. But how cold he was. "Poor boy," said Billy. "We'd better get you home to Grandma." And he walked back home, with Drummer Boy following. The gypsy camp was in a field just off the main road, full of shabby cars and lorries. But one painted wooden caravan stood out like a bright flower. Billy went to the door and knocked. His grandmother opened it. "What have you got there?" she asked, peering at the pony. "I found him up by Luckton Road. He's very cold, and I thought you might be able to help him." She went back inside the caravan and returned with a bottle of evil-smelling medicine. "It's my own special recipe." She poured some down the pony's throat. It warmed Drummer Boy like liquid fire. Then she bedded him down on a pile of sacks covered with old blankets. "He'll be as good as new in no time," said the old gypsy. Billy settled down to stay with Drummer Boy until he'd recovered. He was still sitting there, stroking the horse, when his father appeared.
"What's that horse doing here?" he shouted. "Get that animal away from here. Horse stealing's a crime, you know."
"But I didn't steal him. I found him."
"In that case, you'd better take him to the police station in Luckton. They'll know what to do with it until the owner turns up."
"Perhaps if nobody claims him, the police will let me keep him."
"You can put that idea right out of your head," snapped his father. "There's no room here for horses."
And he stamped off. "Billy," called his grandmother from her caravan door. "Come in here. I've got something to show you." From an old carved chest, she took out a parcel and slowly unwrapped the most beautiful bridle Billy had ever seen. "It belonged to your great-grandfather, my father," she said. "He had 40 horses, and this was made for his favourite. Now, you look after it, do you hear? Treat it well, and it'll bring you luck." Billy could hardly find the words to thank her. He went outside and put the bridle over Drummer Boy's head. "There, it fits perfectly." Then he sighed. "But by this afternoon, I won't have you any more." Drummer Boy knew it was time to go. He got to his feet, Billy mounted him, and he cantered out of the camp. With the gypsy boy on his back, Drummer Boy was content to go anywhere. A path cut across the fields of purple heather towards Luckton and the police station. Drummer Boy began to enjoy himself, and he raced over the ground. Billy seemed as light as a feather on his back. They galloped uphill towards a low stone wall. How Drummer Boy loved to jump! He shortened his stride and prepared to leap the wall. "Up and over!" cried Billy. But on the other side of the wall lay nothing but the steep sides of a flooded quarry. Drummer Boy was gripped by fear. The ground gave way under his feet as he landed, and he began to slide down towards the water. Billy leapt off, but Drummer Boy hit the muddy water with a huge splash. "Oh, he'll drown for certain," thought Billy. "The water's so deep." But Drummer Boy struggled to the ledge by the side of the pool. Billy slithered and crawled down the side of the quarry until he was near enough to catch Drummer Boy's bridle. "Easy, boy, easy," he whispered. "Keep still now. It'll be all right. Help will come. But Billy was wrong. Help did not come. For hours he sat there with the pony's head in his arms.
Help!
Billy shouted and shouted until he lost his voice.
Help!
But no one heard his cries for help. The light began to fade as evening came. Suddenly, overhead he heard a dog bark. Then he saw a large black Labrador at the top of the quarry. Billy called, "Fetch your master! Fetch him, boy! Fetch him!" The dog ran off, and in a few minutes was back with its owner.
"We'll have you out of there in no time, lad,"
shouted the man, peering down at the boy and his horse.
"Don't worry!"
In half an hour, a rescue helicopter was hovering overhead. First, one of the crew was lowered with a special sling. Then Billy helped him fit it round Drummer Boy.
Is this right?
The astonished pony couldn't understand what was happening. He tried to keep his eyes fixed on his young friend. Would they leave Billy down there and take only him? Up, up he went, until he was lowered again, well away from the quarry. Billy didn't wait for help from the helicopter. He quickly climbed out to make sure Drummer Boy was safe. After that, there were cups of cocoa and biscuits for Billy and a delicious bran mash for Drummer Boy. They were both taken to the home of the dog's owner. The police, Billy's dad, and Tom and Madge Summers all called there to see the boy.
"I was taking him to the police station when we fell into the quarry," Billy told them.
"He's called Drummer Boy," said Madge, "and you can come and see him whenever you like." So Billy spent every weekend and school holiday working at Applegate Stables. A lot of children rode Drummer Boy, but he only wore the gypsy bridle when Billy was on him. And that was not the last time that it brought them adventure.